Welcome back, Fin fans. It's your boy, JFrog817, Jeremiah Hensley, courtesy of FL Teams, one-stop shop for all your Florida sports news. Hit that like, hit that subscribe when you see it. Coming here to talk to you about the Miami Dolphins and Week 11. Straight off the bye, the Dolphins welcomed the new coached, newly motivated Las Vegas Raiders into town. So here's the story, boys and girls. It's the NFL, a win's a win. Right, this was not about the offense today in any way. Tua on the stat line, I mean, you look at it, 325, two touchdowns. I guess that's all right. Mostert, 22 carries, 86 yards. Was really expecting Devon Achane to come back in, but according to McDaniel, he got rolled up on in the drive that he was out there, and it was the same knee that he had hurt, so they made the decision to pull him back. And so I get that. I respect that. We want him to be healthy moving forward. Tyreek got banged up in his hand. He came back out, played through it. Post-game, he says he's all right. So that's good news. So let's talk more about how we get this game won. Wait, on the offensive end, I got to go to this again. How does Jason Sanders have a job? Come on, Dolphin fans. How? It just doesn't make sense. If you get past 45, this guy's a nightmare. I mean, he hit one big one today, but he missed another. If anything, man, think about this. When the Bengals made their run to the Super Bowl, who was one of the guys that got them there? It was McPherson. It was the kicker. You're going to have to hit big kicks and big games to win in the playoffs in the NFL. Just a proven fact. And if any of you have the confidence that Jason Sanders is that guy, please put it down in the comments. Let me know, because this guy, I had no faith at all. I don't understand. Literally, during the bye week, we brought in guards and tackles and to try out, but we didn't bring in any kickers. And maybe McDaniel has some unbelievable confidence in Jason Sanders. I used to, but I lost it. Tyreek went over 100 again. That seems almost like it's automatic. Actually, 146 with a touch. Jalen Waddle, still dropping the ball some, man. I mean, he only caught 4 of his 8 targets. I'm still really worried about Tua and his reading of the offense and how it goes. I don't think he works progressions well. He locks in on where he's going to go, and regardless of what the coverage is, he's going to throw it, and that's just dangerous. Big pick today. I will say, man, that touchdown pass to Ahmed, watch that route again. That was something of beauty. Ahmed sold this guy on the out and then just cut him right back to the inside, and that's where Tua's accuracy comes into play. It was a beautiful play all the way around. Love that. Might be one of my favorite plays of the season. Really, Ahmed played well. I love the guy. He runs hard. Only had 3 carries, 6 yards, but 3 catches for 25, so that's great. Really, this comes down to defense. Defense, defense, defense. And I love that bye week did something with Fangio. I'm not saying that the Las Vegas Raiders, especially with O'Connell at quarterback, are a dangerous team, but I am saying that we held Josh Jacobs to 39 yards on 14 carries. The defensive front held up and played well. Davante Adams got 7 balls, 82 yards and a touch. You figure he's going to get you at least once. He got us on the big one. Outside of that, really, we kept everybody in check. And the defense made big plays when it needed to, especially Jalen Ramsey. But watching Jalen Ramsey get a little healthier, it is such a difference maker. Just in the 2 games that he's been back, this defense has stepped up so much. And on the first INT, Ramsey just baited kids straight into it. That's some stuff that you can't really coach, right? That's natural ability, and he just really took that over. Takes a lot of pressure off the rest of the defense. Kader Kohou played well today. But again, the first interception was nice. The game-sealing touchdown or interception was fantastic. And again, that's Ramsey laying out to go get the ball. Look, win's a win. We get through this. Went in by 7. The offense didn't click fully. Achane didn't come back the way we wanted. That's fine. Defense is coming around at the right time, because short week, the Miami Dolphins will play the first ever game on Black Friday against the New York Jets. I expect this defense to wreak havoc. I expect that the offense comes back together and we keep rolling. 2-game lead in the East. That's where we want to be. Follow, listen, FL Teams Live. peace.